Clean fields and higher yield potential start with a strong battle plan. For soybean growers, there's no stronger ally than Sonic herbicide. When applied pre-emergence, Sonic stops hard-to-control weeds before they can invade soybean fields. And with long-lasting residual control, it keeps working to defend against yield robbers like mare's tail and giant ragweed.
Visit sonicherbicide.com and put the dedicated service of Dow AgroSciences to work in your fields. Always read and follow label directions.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us. The Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour is brought to you by Thunder Seed, first in the field. And we stopped by the Minot Research Extension Center of NDSU, and Travis Pahuska is the Extension Crop Protection Specialist here. Good to see you again, Travis.
Good to see you.
Yeah, we've now been through Northeast North Dakota, except for yesterday. Farmers are just raising dust, and it's dry, and I guess since the drought of 17, we've kind of not really recovered up here, have you?
No, we really haven't. We had some hit-and-miss rain mid-season 2018, but that was only about 2 weeks long, and we got right back into that drought, and it seems to be taking hold again in 2019.
Yeah. And I know the guys down in Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, and even the southern end of the Red River Valley would love to see a mini drought break out. But so now, does that have any bearing on likelihood of certain pests, particularly maybe the wheat midge?
You bet it does. We think a lot of the pests we have in the north central part of North Dakota, and for that matter, throughout North Dakota, drought tends to escalate pest populations. Wheat midge actually from time to time seems to be more reduced from drought. It's actually one of the ones that we think are opposite. For them to emerge to the next scene, they just need that moisture to trigger that call to move to that next part of the life cycle.
Okay. They need a good environment. They need a healthy, moist environment to procreate. But so the drought might have a beneficial effect on wheat midge population.
It could at certain points, so it needs that moisture to move to the next life cycle. But once they kind of get to that adult stage, in different areas of the state, they'll be more impactful. I know during our wheat midge protocol or scouting protocol last year, we found some interesting information that kind of hints to small areas of concern looking into 2019, really in the McLean County area and then in that northwestern part of the state. It might be a time of concern for 2019.
Okay. All right. Well, other than that, lower wheat midge population, I guess, for a wheat state like North Dakota is a good thing.
Correct.
All right. Good news there. You have some workshops coming up, and particularly, you know, see what's bugging farmers this summer. And so where and when and what's the name of your workshop?
All right, so we are going to host two workshops, one out at the Hettinger Research Extension Center, the other at the Minokin Farm out of Bismarck. Hettinger on June 6th, or June 12th, pardon me, will move out to June 26th in Bismarck. But this will be the Good Bugs Workshop. We really want to focus in on the idea for farmers that, you know, we do have our pest insects, and those are the ones that dominate the headlines anywhere we go. But we want to talk about the beneficials. Which ones can we take benefit of our field that can help us eliminate some of the pest insects? What type of methods or what can we do at a given field site to improve those populations?
So the beneficials is a large, multi-expansive term because I assume it includes pollinators and the bugs that'll eat the bad bugs.
Absolutely. I think when we think about beneficials, we naturally think of the pollinators first, and we kind of forget some of the other ones. Two of them that jump to my mind right now, the lady beetle, ladybug, better known as, or the lacewing. I always talk to some of my soybean growers about the ladybug. Soybean aphid arrived in the United States in about the year 2000, 2001, and has become one of the most destructive pests to soybean since that time. We often say 250 aphids per plant to be that economic threshold, but we have observed adult lady beetles. Just one adult lady beetle can feed on 300 aphids per day. Mm-hmm. That is already above the economic threshold, so you can understand the impact that can already have and maybe lower cost input for a farmer but by preventing a insecticide application.
Oh, wow. Yeah, awesome, but 40,000 plants per acre, 40,000 lady beetles per acre. That's a lot of lady beetles flying around through the summer.
You bet. So when we talk about scouting, make sure you're scouting the good insects at the same time, because you want to evaluate and make that decision based on what numbers you're seeing of the good insects in that field too.
Okay. Is there a calculated economic threshold for the beneficial insects in an aphid situation?
So there's not any direct calculated. Really, the best thing to think about when you visit each of your scouting locations, kind of take a generic look around. Do you see movement of them moving around? If you can see plenty of movement, it's probably a good indicator you have a healthy population. And if you're not quite there, you'll probably get to it. But if you don't see much movement, it probably means we need to talk about some other routes to consider for some types of control.
All right. Well, excellent. In these days of profitability is very narrow, lowering input costs. Don't have to put down an insecticide if you have ladybugs. So pretty cool. All right. So the Good Bugs Workshop, Hettinger and Bismarck, locate the dates and when.
So Hettinger will be at Wednesday, June 12th. It'll start at 9 a.m. Hopefully to wrap up by about 4 p.m. that day, June 26th at the Minokin Farm. There is a registration. So if you log on to the North Central Research Extension Center website, you'll have a link there. We also have that on the USDA NRCS website listed there as well.
Travis Prochazka, NDSU Extension Crop Protection Specialist. Thanks for helping us out with the bad bugs and the good bugs, too.
Yeah, no problem.
All righty.